The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station on a
Friday. Let's go.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Cheedy.
Hi, Cheedy.
Hi.
Morning, Cheedy.
Before we get to Cheedy's tweets, our first talkback of the day. Let's get to it.
JV Show. Hi, Mama Albert here. F***ed up as hell. First Thursday, 9/21, downtown San Francisco. First talkback of the day. Boom. Get it, bitch.
Ow.
My back. My crack. My f***. And my something. Just like Selena for the 29th time.
Oh my god. Wait. He said 9 something is when that came in?
Yeah, that's a. I mean, look. I love the talkback.
No, best talkback ever.
I loved it. It was great. But to be the first talkback of the day, like, you should really be the first talkback of the day.
Midnight.
That was 9/21 last night, San Francisco first Thursday.
Unless it's a fun
Thursday.
One like that.
But that was a pretty damn good one. So we'll let that
We're going to have to replay that at some
back.
Time. That was great. Hey, can everyone just start leaving us drunk talkbacks, like, over the weekend or whatever you do? Like, that would be great. Thank you so much.
I got to get back to that. Kate and I used to leave those for Cheedy when she does the Saturday night show. So we'd have a good heater going and then leave some talkbacks for Cheedy. Yeah, we got to get back to that. That was fun.
Yeah, those are great. Cheedy.
Yeah.
You tweet a lot.
Yeah.
No offense. So Friday mornings, you're in here and Graham does a dramatic reading. This is Cheedy's tweets.
Didn't find my man at Home Depot today. Were you looking?
Well, you know, I was tagging along with my cousin. I was like, oh, hopefully I just find someone here, you know, doing some handiwork. So didn't see anyone.
Can I have a, I have a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask Graham.
Sure.
Do you think this is, like, subconsciously, like, Big Brother Graham's influence? Like, maybe Cheedy, like, wants a man who can, like, build stuff, handy around the house. He can fix anything, build anything.
Doesn't every woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice not to have to call a handyman when you want to hang a picture on the wall or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
So no luck finding anyone
No,
there?
No luck. Aww. Sadly.
Yeah, I don't think Home Depot's the best talent
pool.
Yeah,
maybe
there.
Lowe's.
Every time I walk in Home Depot, I'm like, I'm the best looking person here.
Whoa.
I'm kidding.
That's imagine what that's saying.
That's so rude.
I'm kidding, Home Depotans. Just kidding. A lot of nice people there. Shout out to the Napa Home Depot. I was there almost daily for 3 years.
You're about to be banned from there. So.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I don't need them anymore. I'm not building anything right now. I get overwhelmed when people send me too many TikToks. Same girl, same.
Oh my God. You know when people just keep sending you like reels or TikToks and it's like 5 or more, I can't read or I can't watch them. Yeah. I just ignore it.
I can't open the message altogether because I'm like, there's too many now. I can't respond to all of them. I can't just respond to one. So I'm not going to open it at all.
I got one guy that's been DMing me TikTok things.
I was just about to say that.
For probably, I don't know, the last 2
Who is
years.
It? Say their name.
And I've never watched a single one of them, but like daily I get, you know, just every day I get a couple. I don't even have TikTok. Like, spoiler alert, like, major spoiler alert, like, I can't open them if I wanted to.
It's like, if you guys send me one, I'll watch it. Yeah, but when our entire message thread is this, you sending 10 a day, I don't respond. Yeah. I don't have the time to watch.
And then I feel bad because sometimes I'm like, dang, I really want to send this person one because it's like, it relates. But I also haven't opened 25 of theirs, so I don't know if I should.
Yeah, that's not a fair trade relationship you got going. Yeah, I usually don't. I apologize. I appreciate it. I'm sure it's something funny. I run into the problem where I don't have TikTok and I can't open it. But the second thing is, yes, ain't nobody got time for that sometimes.
Why don't you just send an LOL anyways?
Well, sometimes I put a heart on it. You know, pretend like I watched it.
Yeah. Wow.
So good. So
We've
good.
All done that, stop.
Yeah, shut it. Saw a number bumper sticker that said, my driving scares me too, and I can relate.
Oh, it's a bumper
What's
sticker.
A number bumper sticker? It's a bumper sticker just out of numbers, but then how did it say my driving scares me in numbers?
It was just a bumper sticker that said, my driving scares me.
And you related to that?
Yeah. Because I've had my mishaps where I ran over some curbs and I, you know, bumped into some things. So, yeah, my driving does scare me, too.
It happens.
But the thing about your own driving scaring you is, like, you can control that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, just drive better.
Yeah, you can get better. You can improve if you wanted to. And I'm assuming by that typo that was in that tweet, you were probably driving while...
And texting. Yes. And had just hit a curve.
While writing that one.
Yeah, all the above.
Because you're like, I got to tweet that before I forget that. I saw a number bumper sticker.
You know what you should get? You should get a, like a driver's...
Driver sticker.
Yes.
Oh, that way people will like stay away from you more. They're more gracious when you're driving back.
They see me.
They think you're just learning.
Oh, yeah.
There is something about that. When you do see a driver in training thing and you see them like coming to a complete stop and then looking around and then putting their blinker on and
like
not figuring
out
where to go. You're just like, I get it. We've all been there.
Right.
I still kind of get mad sometimes though.
I mean, I get annoyed and I'll speed past them.
Yeah, but you don't give them like that. You treat them differently. There's something about that. Chidi, that's smart.
You should get one.
I definitely am. I'm going to order one on Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I like that idea. whose idea was that,
that was
Selena?
Great idea.
Thank
you.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, that's the wrong topic.
Please
go back and podcast the show at some point today and re-listen to our first talk back of the day. It was so good, but here's a different talk back.
Hey, JV Show. This is David from Seattle. I was just curious because yesterday when I was driving home from work, I didn't think I was ever going to see it, but I saw this person have one of those stickers in their car that said, "Hey, bestie, please let me merge." And hell no, I didn't let her merge. No. I just got off of work. I am trying to get home. No. You're not merging, girl. I am sorry. Does Jess still have that sticker in her car?
Oh, my gosh. Is that you? I do. I do still have it. It says, "Bestie, please let me merge."
Now, do you think that, because a minute ago we were during Chidi's tweet segment, we were saying, Chidi, you should get one of those driver in training or student driver stickers on your car because I think it would actually impact the way that people drove around you and treated you on the road, give you a little more grace. And now I want to ask because he wants to know right there, David in Seattle, I think. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I almost called him Richard. He wanted to know if you still have the "Hey, bestie, let me merge" sticker on your car, which you do. Do you think that actively impacts the way, like, do you think people let you merge more because you have the hey bestie sticker?
I don't think so.
I would actively.
Still shouldn't.
I'm still over here struggling. Also, the sticker's only on one side of my car, so if I am trying to merge on the other side, they can't see the sticker.
Get another one.
You're right.
And a student driver one while you're at it.
Yeah, I think I'm ignoring the "Hey, bestie, let me merge," and I'm going to pull up slightly.
I'd be like, shut up.
You can merge behind me.
Fine.
I got places to be too. Okay.
"Hey, bestie, let me merge.
All right. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
You guys, today's Outside Lands Day 1.
That's right.
Which means if you didn't go ahead of time and bury your alcohol to dig back up this weekend, it is entirely too late. Dochi and Doja Cat are performing tonight. Gates open at 11 this morning. Have fun.
Niner fans, the wait is over. We finally get a taste of Niners football. The team has their first preseason game tomorrow against the Denver Broncos here at Levi's Stadium. The teams held a joint practice yesterday, and there were some very familiar faces there wearing Broncos uniforms now, including Dre Greenlaw and Talanoa Hufanga, who both left the Niners for Denver this offseason. We won't see many starters in the lineup tomorrow, though. Kickoff for this one is going to be at 5:30.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
It's going to be a nice weekend, you guys. Highs will be in the mid to high 80s with some areas reaching the low 90s. Today, though, will be the warmest day of the weekend, so enjoy it.
Woo!
Hey, Taurus besties!
Hey!
Your day is an 8 out of 10. You're inspired but practical today. Your way of getting things done might look different, but it works. The vibe is asking you to slow down, rest, and stop feeling guilty about it.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Trust your vibe.
Yeah.
A little vibe check.
No, I was going to play another song here, but you know what? I like the vibes. I like the vibes. Let's just keep it going.
Yeah, let's keep the vibes going. You guys want to talk about sending your...
Please, would you mail your doo-doo?
Through the mail. That's what I want to ask you guys, because according to a new UCLA study, they found that just randomly mailing stool test kits for cancer screening to people is actually a highly successful technique in getting people to get themselves screened. We are seeing a much higher incidence of colon cancer in younger people now. I don't know exactly what's at play there or why that is. Probably all the processed food,
not
garbage
fiber
that you're mm-hmm. eating. I don't know if it's just fiber. It's all this crap that you're putting into your system. But they want more young people to start getting screened slightly earlier. They used to originally not recommend you get a colonoscopy or anything like that till you were 50, and then that number dropped to 45, and now they're seeing, look, it'd be great to get people even a little younger than that. But they performed a little study of 45 to 49-year-olds to see, hey, could we get people to go get checked? Because they say right now fewer than 2% of people go through with getting tested. I have my colonoscopy scheduled September 17th, so I'm doing it. But there is a way that they can do early cancer screening by taking a bit of a stool sample and running some tests on that to determine if you are a candidate that needs to have a colonoscopy. So the question is, if you randomly got a stool test kit in the mail, would you be more likely to use it?
No.
Why not? You get to do it in the privacy of your own home.
But if I honestly just randomly got this in the mail, I would think it's some type of scam they're just collecting this to sell on the
DNA.
Black market or something. Yeah, something.
They want to frame me for murder.
I wouldn't believe it.
Okay, but have you seen, there are commercials for these types of services that you can do this thing. It's completely in-home, the privacy of your house. Wouldn't you rather do that than do what I'm about to do and have a doctor and his entire office staff look at your whole?
And I feel like the mailman's
whole
gonna...
body, I meant.
Okay. I feel like the mailman's gonna judge. Because I feel like he's going to know what's in there.
Ew.
That mailman doesn't know what's in there.
I feel like it's going to say, it's going to be some sort of box that says,
dangerous. Honestly, I think I would rather go into the office and do whatever than have to.
Seriously?
I don't know, though. What if you show up and there's your high school bully you haven't seen in 20 years?
No, you don't go near or anywhere in the Bay. Obviously, you travel to Colorado, but still.
That to me is shocking. You would rather have a stranger put their hand up your, than you.
I've gone through childbirth. There's a lot of things.
That's a good point. I guess
my you know what.
Something for anything from the privacy of your own home, I am in.
So, question,
100
Graham,
out of 100 times
because
I would do
you,
that.
Because you are going in for a colonoscopy on September 17th, wouldn't you rather do this?
But this thing, I think, is probably just going to tell me you need to have a colonoscopy.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? I have family history and stuff like that. That just I think I am a candidate for just skipping that step. Okay. But a lot of other people, it'd be great to have sort of a pre-cancer screening. You can do it this way. Jess, would you rather go in home or go have a stranger put a glove on?
As much as I would not want to mail something out, maybe I'd have to do that. I could not risk seeing somebody that I went to high school with putting their hand somewhere.
The chances of that.
I don't know. Slim. It just feels like now everybody that works at offices is somebody.
Does
that,
everyone
you
went to high school with work in San Mateo now?
They
oh, no.
So then, what are you worried about?
And they're going to post it on their TikTok. Chidi, in-home option. This has become a very common thing. It's not going to be out of the ordinary for this thing to be getting mailed. This is very common. Would you rather this route or go into the office and have them put a tube up your thing?
I would rather go into the office. I don't think I can get myself to, get the sample.
Thank you.
Wait, someone gets me. Yes,
how does it even work, though? How do you
get the sample?
Get it? No, how do you put it in there and then,
I think they just need a very small amount. You're not wrapping up the entire thing. You're not getting out that 1 gallon Ziploc bag that you're who needs a Ziploc bag this big? What is this for? You're not doing that.
I don't care. I ain't doing
do that.
And mailing the whole Duraflame log back.
I was picturing me too.
No, you're not catching the whole thing with a fishing net. You just need a little swab of it.
Okay,
it's a small amount.
That. For my health,
I've never done it. I'm just assuming, but I'm pretty sure it's just a small sample. They don't need to see everything you ate for the last 2 days.
Well, that sucks that you're not a candidate for this because it does seem a lot easier.
1,000%. I would love that.
Okay, I don't know about love.
And we're not gonna take a ton of time on this. I just have one question for Chidi regarding Graham's upcoming appointment. Just yes or no. Don't you think he should groom beforehand?
Oh yeah.
See,
see.
I don't think there's anything to be groomed. Okay. I'll let Chidi look. Can you tell me? Chidi, you tell me if it, you tell me if it needs it.
HR.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about this company, I guess, just randomly mailing stool test kits for cancer screenings, meaning you would have to, you know, send them back a sample.
Right. Yeah, it was a study by UCLA to determine if that helped sort of the barrier for entry to get more people screened, because they were trying to get younger people screened. They found 45 to 49 year olds, only 2% of them ever get screened for colon cancer. Very important.
Morning, JV Show. Big Benzo out of Frisco. Trust me, take the test. It's not that bad. I've done it multiple times. It's something good to know as you get a little older or a little younger. But yeah, it's as easy as taking a hot coffee chug. Have a wonderful Friday, guys. Love y'all.
See, quick hot coffee chug, and then collect your sample, drop it in the mail, and you're on your go about your day. No big deal. I think that beats the hell out of going into the doctor for this sort of thing.
Well, Jazz had a good point. Like, what if the mail person knows?
And he's judging.
What's in there?
Good morning, JV Show. Local postal worker in San Jose. We know everything you get in the mail. Plus, we pick up things from the normal hospitals and pharmacies to ship things around for you too, but we know everything that comes in the mail. Doesn't matter what box, doesn't matter what shape, we pretty much know what people are sending in and out.
Okay, so they already know, and you're really worried what your random postal worker is delivering or picking up from your place? Like, you're actually worried about that? Why don't you drop it in a drop-off box so they don't know where that came from?
Well, but now the people at the post office that are sorting through those items are going to be like, oh, this girl.
Your return address doesn't have to be on the outside of it. It just goes back to the whatever testing company.
Oh, that's a good point.
Come on. You guys are so worried about anonymous postal workers judging what's in your stuff. Get out of here.
And then the person that gets it at the hospital, too.
I know. Yeah. What if they're so invested they check like the security cameras to see who dropped it off at that certain time, and they're like, "Oh my God, it's Jess!"
But again, I go back to: is that more embarrassing, or going in and having real people in person look you in the eye while they
talk to the bot?
Like, that's which of those scenarios still
you
to
know
me?
What? The, which the I've been looking into
in the privacy of my own home.
That's
I'll
a
take
good
that.
Point because at least at the hospital they have HIPAA. And the postal workers, they can tell their friends what they saw.
That is true.
That somebody is being proactive.
The hospital workers are still telling. Okay?
That somebody's being proactive about their health. I don't get what the embarrassing part is.
No, that Jess had to catch her stuff in a cup.
Yeah, why me? I don't want to send it.
You said you would.
I did look because Selena wondered, like, does it have to be the entire thing in the bag? How does that work? I looked up Cologuard. That's one of the companies that does these in-home tests. And they say that they want the sample to be approximately the size of a walnut or about 10 grams. And they would like you to collect the sample from different parts of...
No, we are out.
Yeah, you got to mix it around a little bit.
There's a luggage tag scam that you need to know about.
New airport scam alert. Blue. Are you guys the type of people to be at the airport? You get your luggage from the little tray. What's it called?
The carousel?
The carousel.
Is that the little tray?
You get your luggage from the carousel.
Okay.
And then do you automatically take the bag tag off and throw it away in the airport, or do you wait till you get home?
Mine stays on until my next flight. Literally? When I get to the airport, I have to put a new one on.
Sometimes I leave it on there. I'll stack them up. Yeah. I'll keep as many on there as I want. I don't care.
Okay, but there are times then that you've removed it while at the airport and you throw it away there.
At my next flight.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I go home and I don't take a flight for 6 months, then I go back because I'm going somewhere and then I take it
off. Okay, then don't do that. An airport worker is saying, do not take your bag tag off while you're in the airport and throw it out there, because they're saying that a lot of people are taking those that have been thrown out and using the information on there to try to report, like, hey, I'm missing items and these are my details, and try to like get some claims off of it. So now whether or not it fully works, because you might need some more information, right? They can maybe they're like, hey, but we see here that your bag did make it to the destination. Your bag wasn't missing. What do you mean? You can, people are still saying, hey, but there's an item in my bag that was missing.
Ooh.
So they're trying to scam the system with your information, which could then backfire on you.
That seems a little far-fetched, doesn't it? How pervasive is this? People digging through the trash for baggage tags to then use, because all that's on there is your name usually, right? And then a barcode.
But it has like your flight information. Yeah. Assuming that's what they would need.
Yeah. So this is according to an airport worker. They're saying there's enough information on that tag to use to get paid, basically.
I wonder how often that actually works. Like, I can I can understand people if they were really invested, right. You know, trying. But I don't see that working very often, like them actually getting something in return.
They're saying, you know, it's happening more often now. This was a Delta worker, so I don't know if it's happening more with Delta, but it's happening, and that's what we know for now.
I guess that would bother me if somebody was using my info. I mean, it doesn't bother me right now, but then what if something really does go missing or my bag does go missing and I file a claim? They're like, we know you. Yeah. You try this all the time. And they don't believe me and I can't file a claim or something.
Your account is flagged at that point and they're like, we don't trust you.
You guys ever had something taken out of your bag?
No.
I have.
Oh, what was it?
I mean, this was international. I was in South America and my digital camera, my sunglasses, and some other stuff got taken out of there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was back when digital cameras were a thing. I was like, damn it, that one had 10 megapixels or whatever, you know, whatever it was. I was like, oh, that was a good one. Yeah. There's really no.
And did you file a claim?
There's nothing you can do.
Would you guys ever like lock your stuff? Like there's locks you can put on it. You do? I don't have that.
Me either.
Oh. When I go international, I always lock up.
Yeah, there'd be locks, and then there'd be stations where they would wrap your entire bag in very oversized, almost like saran wrap would be the best thing.
I've seen that.
And they wrap the hell out of it, and that way, it's too much of a pain to try to get into there and take whatever's in there out.
I need that.
I was like, I ain't paying for that. And then my camera, my glasses got stolen.
Wow.
Dang it. I wanted those for my trip.
Yeah, I don't even put one of those little travel tags on there, the ones that have all your information in case your luggage gets lost. I don't even have one of those on mine.
Why? What if your luggage gets lost?
I don't know. I just
like I would love to be able to return this to someone. The only thing we have to go off of is the smell of the undies in here. Because you know that's what the handlers, baggage handlers are back there doing. Gross. They're like, let me smell these. I'll see if I can figure out who this belongs to.
Why that? Not like...
Smell
the shoes or like...
Ugh, gross.
Okay. All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So MGK and Megan Fox are working things out, you guys.
Oh,
so last month, I don't know if you saw pictures of this, but they were spotted like at an airport. They were going to Costa Rica with their little baby Saga Blade. Nobody knew if they were back together or if they were just like co-parenting, taking a little family vacation. Who knows? But according to a source, they're pretty much back together. Like they're basically back to normal, but they're not putting a label on it. And I think that's probably on Megan, like, you know, just in case things go south, like it's a defense mechanism thing. Another source said they are still being intimate. They have been. They're working on reconciling. Megan, though, is struggling to let her guard down, but having the baby did make her more willing to let him back into her life.
Are you happy? Are we shipping them?
I mean, they are twin flames. They can't stay away from each other.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I went back to our prediction journal for 2025 because at the end of 2024, we asked Graham some questions. One of the questions was, will Megan Fox take MGK back? Graham said no. Maybe a backslide. But not back together. Is this accurate then?
This is a backslide.
Oh my God. Oh. But let's see. If it turns into a full-blown relationship, then it's not accurate. So
you're a little psychic.
We still have to see, but you're halfway there.
Either way, that's a pretty good one. I don't think you ladies agreed with that one. So I'll eat my cocoa props now for that.
Well, let's see. Let's see. What if
they're not going
the year's not done
these
yet.
These two aren't. We're not going to look back 30 years from now and them still be together. Like, sorry. That ain't
no, but
happen.
I'm saying, what if it's more than a backslide, though? What if it turns into a full-blown relationship and, you know, just how it was?
That's fine. I'll take the L on that. But this couple does not go the distance.
Put that in the prediction chart.
Write that down.
And then we'll check back in 30 years.
In 2062.
All right, so Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband passed away. Yesterday morning at this time, we talked about Kelly abruptly canceling her Vegas shows for the rest of this month. And it was the first time she ever let us in on some of what she's been dealing with. Excuse me. All she said, though, was that her ex-husband has been sick for the past year. And so she was dealing with that. Then yesterday, by the time our show ends, I go home, go online, and I saw the news, probably like you guys did, that her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, had passed away. He was only 48 years old. Apparently, he was fighting melanoma, and he was suffering from this for 3.5 years. But now we can connect all of, you know, Kelly's absences from her talk show and canceling shows. It was all linked to this. And they have kids together.
That's so sad.
So, super, super sad.
I think it's safe to say she will not be back on stage at any point, which she shouldn't be. She needs to be there for her kids.
Yeah.
What is going on with my throat? Hang on. I'm back. Yeah. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, the WNBA sex toy scandal got even girthier yesterday as a bunch of new major developments broke. First, we learned that another person was arrested for throwing one. This was one of the incidents where the toy didn't make it all the way to the court. Happened at a Phoenix Mercury game, but an 18-year-old was arrested for throwing that one. It hit another fan in the stands who was attending the game with his 9-year-old niece. The second major update, more toys thrown at WNBA games. Last night, two were thrown at the Chicago Sky and Atlanta Dream game, one of which made it all the way onto the court. Don't know yet if anyone was arrested for those, but I won't be surprised if somebody was, given the heightened awareness of these incidents and the league seems to be laser focused on disciplining these people. And third, and the most major of the updates of all, you guys, we know the culprit now.
No.
We do.
Most of these incidents, according to a cryptocurrency company, they've come forward to take responsibility for this entire phenomenon. A spokesperson for this group behind a meme coin called Green D, I can't say that word, D coin, spoke to the media yesterday, taking credit for what the group called pranks at all these WNBA games. The meme coin was launched on July 28th as what the group considers like sort of a, their meme coin, sort of a protest to the toxic environment in the crypto world. And they planned to go to WNBA arenas with green toys to promote the launch of their meme coin. They said, quote, "We knew that in order to get a voice in the space, we had to go out and do some viral stunts."
So it's marketing.
So this was all a viral stunt for a meme coin.
So what about the people that have been arrested?
They say that the arrests thus far have not been their people. Those are copycat incidents. Ooh. Those are not their people. And we know probably last night's incidents were more copycat people. But the original green ones that were getting chucked out on the court were all thanks to this cryptocurrency meme coin called Green. Something.
We're not.
That's the name of a toy and it starts with a D.
Okay.
So we now know where this whole thing spawned from. That's according to them. They're speaking on, you know, anonymously, given the entire situation.
You think the people that did get caught are now banned for life?
The WNBA said that anybody that throws anything onto the court gets a 1-year ban from entering any of their arenas. I wouldn't be surprised if that goes further. Also, you hear about people getting lifetime bans for their behavior at sports games. How are they enforcing that? Pretty soon, with AI and video tech, they probably can. But right now, like, you just can't go back to your season ticket seats or whatever. I guarantee you can buy a ticket and still go into
the game. That's what I was going to ask. They're not checking, like, your ID every time you walk into a venue.
They don't scan your face every time you go through. Not yet.
Yeah, I never understood that. Not yet. That's right. Yet. All right. Thank you, Graham. Next, you're on the JB Show. It's your chance. It's time for your chance. So win a chug mug. We're going to be kicking off What the Bleep next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's give you the chance to win a chug mug. Here's what you got to do. This is our What the Bleep game. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. That's it. Super easy. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yeah.
I don't mind fake, but they got to be juicy and at least seem like they could be real.
Oh.
Ew.
Yes.
You saying juicy makes me uncomfortable.
Well, how would you describe them?
I don't know.
Supple? That's a worse word. That one gives me the creeps.
I guess juicy's
better.
But
it's like, how could they be juicy?
You just know. You can tell.
Oh. Okay.
Can't you?
Not. Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
What are we talking about?
We don't have any experience with that.
Never looked at something or something and been like, ooh, that looks juicy.
But not those.
What are we talking about?
Haven't you?
I don't know.
Come on now. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then whip out your iHeartRadio app. Hopefully it's already whipped out while you're driving or whatever you're doing. And that way you can leave us a talk back quick. Leave us your name and your city along with what you think that bleeped out word is. The first person that comes with the correct answer this morning will get a brand new JV Show Chug Mug.
That's right. And we're going to play some of your talk backs next.
Keep it PG, please.
Yes, please.
Okay. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing our What the Bleep game where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, just leave it on the talk back on the iHeartRadio app. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I don't mind fake, but they got to be juicy and at least seem like they could be real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. Andrew out of Hayward here. Happy Friday. I think the bleeped out word this morning is flowers. All right, guys.
Yeah, give me those juicy flowers.
I've never heard anyone describe flowers in that manner, but sure.
Do you mind fake flowers, though, Graham?
I'm generally not a fan, because while there are very realistic ones, the amount of dust you've let them collect
in
your house makes them look fake.
Right. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lori in Morgan Hill, and my guess is hamburgers. Have a great day. Bye.
That's a popular guess this morning, burgers. People are guessing that, like a plant-based. Maybe they're talking about like a vegan, an impossible burger.
Some of those are really good, though.
They are.
Mm-hmm. I like the real ones. The real thick and juicy ones, you know?
Sometimes you can't tell, though.
I'm telling you, there's some of them
Graham says that all the time. The ones that I've had, I can tell. I guess I just haven't had the right ones yet.
But you knew it going in.
Yes.
So I think if somebody handed you one, like one of the really good imitation ones.
Maybe.
Imitation's kind of not the right word, but like at a barbecue. Mm-hmm. I don't think some of them you might not know.
Hey guys, it's Kyla from Bradenton, and I think today's bleeped out word is lips. I think it's lips. Okay, that's it, guys. Have a good one.
It's a good guess.
Yeah.
Lips. JV Show number one in Bradenton, Florida, by the way.
Yes!
I think that's where Bradenton
is. But you're not really a fan of like the overdone.
The lip filler?
Well, it's because he watches a lot of reality TV, and I don't think anybody's a fan of those ones.
No.
Well, they start off tasteful, and sure, those ones look fine.
The slippery slope.
And then season two goes by, and then season three, and next thing you know, holy jeez, they're huge. They just keep getting bigger.
All right, continue to get those guesses in. What do you think today's bleeped out word is? Leave it on the Talk Back now on the iHeartRadio app. Going to play more of your Talk Backs coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing a What the Bleep, trying to give you this JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave that guess on the Talk Back mic on the iHeartRadio app. And if you missed today's clip, here it is one last time.
I don't mind fake, but they got to be juicy and at least seem like they could be real.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
Seriously.
let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. Julie from Valley Springs. Happy Friday. My guess for the bleeped out word is melons. Mm-hmm. Fake, juicy melons. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, some melons.
That's a great guess. Yeah, juicy melons. We all like them.
I love juicy melons.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? I go watermelon's my go-to.
No, not mine.
No?
If you get really good watermelon, then I like it. But the majority of watermelon, trash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't, you get that one that's just kind of like mealy and doesn't have that much flavor. And while it's juicy, it just doesn't taste that good.
Yeah. And now you have like the whole rest of the watermelon.
Seriously, you got another 8 pounds to eat? You're like, oh, God.
Good morning, JB Show. Happy Friday. This is Mylene from Danville. And my guess for today is news. All right. Have a great day. Bye.
Yes. No, I'm not a big fan of fake news.
No.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. This is Gerardo from Fremont. And is the word of the day fruit? All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
Fake fruit.
A lot of people guessing that this morning. That was one of the most popular guesses. Huh. I guess like people have that bowl out on their countertop with some fake fruit in it. Maybe just put some real fruit in there and then eat it.
But what if they're not fruit people? They just want the aesthetic.
I guess so, if it matches your decor.
It needs to look real, though.
Yeah. Real and juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alana from Chico, and my guess for word of the day is gossip. The gossip can be fake, but it better be juicy.
That was so close. All right. right, so here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
I don't mind fake rumors, but they got to be juicy and at least seem like they could be real.
Oh, rumors.
Everyone loves getting that, you know, the rumors going around. You're like, oh, this is good, this is good. You're just hoping that it's going to be true because you're like, oh, this is going to be great if that's real. I don't mind those. I'm here for that.
Me too.
All right, no shout outs to give and no chug mug to give away. Not the way we wanted to finish this Friday, but you will have the opportunity to win another chug mug coming up 8:20 inside our chug wheel game. The ladies are groaning about that already. Yeah. People have already left talkbacks weighing in about who they'd like to see chug today. Overwhelmingly, Selena. Sorry, Selena.
Why?
That's just, hey, the talkbacks have spoken about that. A couple other honorable mention guesses to go over. A lot of people guessed lashes. Do you guys, ladies, describe fake lashes as juicy?
No.
How about crab? A couple people guessed crab. You know that imitation crab meat is very common in sushi items and some other things. I still have to know, what is it if it's not crab?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
But like,
let me eat it in peace.
It's one of the best fakes, you know?
Yeah, it's so good.
They're really good at imitating it.
I have no idea.
I'm curious about that. What is that stuff? Anyways, well, Monday morning, 7:05.
We'll do it again here on the
JV
Show.
The bleep.
What, Jess? You have your hand up.
Sorry. It's just that a guest came in, but I don't know if it was too early or too late. And I don't know if you had already revealed the word. Graham, I'll send that over to you, too.
You're saying somebody squeaked one in right there while we were playing the guesses?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, what the hell? We can give him a chug mug.
Yeah!
Really?
I don't want copycat incidents to come through where people just hear the word on the air and then leave a talkback.
Oh, but this one was right there,
What time did it come in?
7:23.
What time did we say the
answer? So we got it 7:23.
We gotta go to the archives.
We gotta go to the archives. We're not making a decision just yet.
We'll launch a full investigation.
Yes. But Kaylee, I'm fighting for you, girl.
All right.
I'm fighting for you.
We'll be in touch. We'll be in touch.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Hi, is this Mary?
Yes.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We are good. Thank you. I got to ask, any fun plans for the weekend?
Weekend. We're supposed to have a pool party.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Basketball team.
Is it going to be hot enough for that?
This is the hottest weekend of the year thus far. This weekend is going to be the hottest weekend of the year thus far. That's what I've read.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
All right, well, Mary, pool party on then. All right, so this is the JV Show's Yup Nope game. On the line today,
we have 4 tickets to Cali Bungo Water Park, so you can join me this Sunday.
She's busy. She's pool partying, remember?
Oh, dang it.
But you can use these tickets anytime, so it's all good. Here's how it works. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here's question number 1. A cutter, a slider, and a splitter are all different types of what?
Oh.
Moves I used to use on women in college.
What was that, Mary?
Let's see.
Any guesses?
Slider or splitter. Is this like a bowling?
Nope.
That's a good guess.
Bowling is a good guess. No, these are types of pitches.
Yeah, pitchers. They throw sliders and splitters, cutters. All right, question number 2. Oh, which inventor is widely credited with inventing the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell?
Yep. Oh,
there you go.
That's the one.
You're on the board.
All right, here's question number 3, Mary. Finish the title of this classic Dr. Seuss children's book, Hop on Blank.
What is it, folks? Hop on. Oh my gosh, how can I not know that?
I've read this one to my kids like 1,000 times.
Hop on.
I don't remember this one.
Blank.
I don't. This isn't my. Oh my gosh. There's Green Eggs and Ham. There's Hop on.
Dr. Seuss does a lot of rhyming, so like, there's your hint.
Hop?
Yep.
Hop on Hop.
Hey,
Sophie. That's
the one.
I have my daughter Sophie in the car.
Hi, Sophie.
That's a great book. All right. You need this last question to win the game. What type of fish is Nemo in the Finding Nemo movies?
Oh, a clownfish.
Yep. Yeah.
for tickets for Calabunga Water Park at Lake Cunningham in San Jose this Sunday. I'm going to be there.
Yay!
So if you want to go that day, that would be amazing. congratulations.
Hopefully, yeah. We'll try.
Is Sophie back in school yet?
Yes, we've been actually calling ever since we started school on Wednesday because this is our kind of routine.
Nice. First week back. Well, welcome back to the JV show. Congrats on winning. Hang on, Mary and Sophie, for those tickets. And for anybody else wanting to check out Calabunga Water Park, it is now open weekends through September 7th. Grab your friends and family before it's too late and enjoy 23 acres of rides, slides, and good time vibes. You guys, I'm going to go on the slides.
I'm scared for you.
You can't swim. Wear a life jacket. Water safety.
I know,
safety.
But I want
Are you going to wear a life jacket?
No.
Oh, my God, Jess.
I'm still going to go on. Anyways, if you want to go see me go down the slide and possibly not survive, get your tickets at calibunga.com.
I don't know. One time I went down one of those slides and my top came up. So
just blew right off.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Not to
Lucky
mention
them.
The atomic wedgie.
Lucky them.
Yeah. I mean, better the top than the bottoms, right?
No, the bottoms, they give you the atomic wedgie. Yeah. That's painful also.
Yeah. Graham, we have some shout outs.
We do. I got one that says DM here. It says, hey, Graham, my daughter loves listening to you guys on her way to school. Could you please give her a shout out today? Happy 9th birthday, Carissa Lee. Stay curious, sweet, and fierce. We love you so much and have a great day. And that is from Mom Wendy. Yes, happy birthday, Carissa
Who
Lee.
Who gives
happy
a fart?
Another one here. Can you give my mom a birthday shout out? Her name is Rosalinda, and that's from our buddy Juan. Yes, happy birthday, Woo! Rosalinda. Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Grammy. Mama sliding into your DMs again. Welcome back. A birthday shout out to Allie J from the Bay. It's official. We have a teenager in the house. Whoop, whoop. Happy 13th birthday to our beautiful, amazing, talented, kind-hearted, and thoughtful young lady. We are always proud of you and will always have your back like a butt crack. May all your dreams Whoa. Come true. Okay. Enjoy the last days of summer vacation as you will start 8th grade on Wednesday. Ooh, good luck. We love you, Princess Bird. Mom, Nessa, Aww. Dad, Mando. Is that how you say it?
Mondo?
With an A?
Yeah, I would say Mondo.
I thought it was with an O. Mondo, yeah. Sister Lena and Brother Sister. Bear BK. Yes.
Aww, happy birthday
to Allie J from the Bay.
Who gives a fuck?
Here. Hey, Graham, could you give a shout out to our baby girl, Grace? She's turning 9 today. We want to wish her a happy birthday and hope you enjoy the weekend festivities. All the love from your mama, papa, and Justin. Yes. Happy birthday, Grace.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah. Birthday. Another one here. Good morning, Graham. I was wondering if you could share this on the JV show and get the word out. This Saturday, the Huntington's Disease Society of America is hosting a fundraiser at the San Jose Giants game. They will receive a portion of the ticket sales. Most have never heard of this horrible disease. I have an at-risk child. It's like having ALS, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's all in one. And there will be fireworks to follow that game. And that is from Mom Melissa. So I'm having Jess post the info for that game. If you'd like to go to the San Jose Giants game on Saturday, that's tomorrow, all for a great cause. Mm-hmm. We'd appreciate you doing so because some portion of the ticket sales will go to that.
Yes, and if you want the info, it'll be up on JV
Who
Morning
gives a
Show.
Fart?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
For the JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Marissa from San Jose. I just want to say happy Friday. Whoop, whoop. I also want to say that I, too, am excited for the chug wheel, and I hope it's Selena, just so that I can be like, ha, that's what you get, because that's all the karma from when you kept saying Calabunga. I'm never going to let it go until you officially just start calling it Calabunga. Okay, bye.
That'll never happen. It's Calabunga in my mind. Well, and that's what I'm going with.
Can't wait till you chug later.
Well, can't wait till I don't.
Ooh. Well, I hope Marissa manifested it.
Let's add her name to the chug wheel. How about that?
I'm okay with that.
All right, better odds for us.
Hey, JV Show. My name is Norma. I'm calling from Santa Rosa, and I wanted to give out my niece, Maricela, a shout-out. It's her birthday tomorrow. She lives in Los Baños, and she listens to you guys every day. Just want to tell how much I love her, and I hope she has a great weekend. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, happy birthday. Have a great birthday weekend.
Who gives a fart?
The Leos are Leoing, you guys. Mm-hmm. They are Leoing.
Leo season.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by the new thought-provoking exhibition at the Exploratorium Adventures in AI, now through September 14th.
So J-Lo was denied entry into a Chanel store, you guys. Ooh. She is across the world right now, like on a little mini tour. So on Monday, she was in Istanbul, and she tried to enter the Chanel store there, and the security security guard stopped her dead in her tracks and wouldn't let her in because the store was already at full capacity. I don't know if she was expecting, like, hey, I'm J-Lo, let's clear the store. Yeah. I don't care if it's at full capacity. Let's get everybody out of there so I can get in. But no, the security guard wouldn't let her in. And people are actually shocked at J-Lo's reaction to this because she actually took it pretty well for a celeb and was just like, okay, no problem. And then she just went to another store.
Okay.
Okay.
Which I did not expect.
Took it in stride.
To read from or to read about. But yeah. So yeah, we never hear about celebs ever getting denied entry. So it's always so fun when it happens.
This would happen to J-Lo, though. I feel like the world just likes to humble her.
Especially as of late.
Yeah, the last couple of years have been very humbling for J-Lo. I mean, I've told this story before, but it's worth mentioning again. My sister worked at a bar in Santa Barbara. We both went to college, UC Santa Barbara, and she worked at this bar, like, turned in, not nightclub is not really the word. There's no real nightclubs in Santa Barbara. It's a small town, but it was a very popular bar, and Michael Jordan hosts his basketball camp there every summer. At least he did. I don't know if he still does. And then he would go out to the bars on some of those weekend nights, and, like, they denied entry to Michael Jordan.
Oh my God.
Year after year after year, he would skip on his bill. And we're talking massive bill because obviously bottles and bottles and bottles and bottles. And every year he'd walk out without paying his bill. So one year they're like, nope, we're at capacity. You can't come in. That's to Michael Jordan.
That's crazy. Denying J-Lo entry, but Michael Jordan?
We're talking about Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
The GOAT. But yeah, he's the GOAT of not paying for stuff.
Was this before, why wasn't this ever on TMZ or anything, you know?
Don't know.
If it's too late. We should call them up.
Yeah,
like,
I got a tip for you.
You can sell this info.
It's too late.
Oh.
Yeah, it's too late.
I'm still going to try. We're cool with Perez Hilton now, maybe.
Go for it. But I think these stories about Michael Jordan charging little kids for autographs and stuff are as old as time. So this is not exactly breaking news.
All right. Will there be any Cardi disses on Offset's new album? So if anyone gives a fart, Offset's album is dropping on the 22nd. Who gives a fart? By the way, this is about a month before Cardi drops her album. But Offset, he was on Joe Budden's podcast and was asked if he would be responding to any of the Cardi drama on the album. And he said no. He said that he might speak on life situations and how he feels, but it's not going to be in a way that causes more drama. He said that there's just too much involved. Family, kids, and that doing that and speaking on things would be so lame 10 years from now.
Okay, now he's mature.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I wasn't expecting such a mature response, but I'm not fully buying it. Mm. I don't think this is how he truly feels. Like, I think because of all the times he would respond to stuff on Instagram and people would call him out, like, oh my God, he's still so bothered by Cardi and look how much he's hurting. I think that now he's like actively trying to change that narrative by saying things like this. And we see right through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the way, like I said, Cardi's album does drop next month. Any predictions on whether or not she will diss Offset?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm saying yes.
Is that what the entire album's going to be about? It's got to be.
I'm going yes.
Yeah.
And that's Offset. That's cool. I didn't know Joe Biden did a podcast like that where he's just interviewing like rappers and stuff.
Joe Budden.
Yeah, that's what I said. What if, though?
Oh, my God.
Dude, Biden should do a podcast.
He just sleeps the whole time.
He just falls asleep midway through. Oh, that'd be great.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, did you ladies see this? Major League Baseball, for the first time in its very, very, very long history, they're calling up the first female umpire to work a big league game. Jen Powell is going to be working the games this weekend for the Miami Marlins and the Atlanta Braves series. How has it taken this long? Just for reference, the very first Major League Baseball game was in 1871.
And
that was 154 years ago.
And there's never been a female ump?
Not at the major league level. There have been in minor league games, but never at the major league level. Jen Powell, she's going to work the umpires. They are in different positions in the games, but on Sunday she's going to be behind the plate calling balls and strikes. So a lot of people are going to be watching that. But again, how has it taken this long? Major League Baseball's move comes 28 years after the first female official did a game in the NBA. They did it a while ago. The NFL did it 10 years ago, and 3 years ago in the Men's Soccer World Cup, there was a female referee. The NHL, surprisingly, no female referees have taken the ice.
They hate
women. I did want to ask you, ladies, do you think if you were called up to the, let's say you're Jen in this situation, you're called up to the major league level for the first time ever, do you think you'd be able to stand up to the angry male players that
Hell
are arguing
yeah.
every ball and strike call with
no,
you?
No, I'd be scared. I'd be too scared.
Yeah. They're mean, but who has the last word? Me.
Yes, you're a woman. Hear me right. roar. So no, come
I'm
on.
Too, I'm too scared.
And then if they try to yell at me, can't I just throw them out of the
yeah,
game?
Yeah, you just...
Yeah, there we go.
You just make a bunch of gestures with your yeah. arm, and then you make one that goes towards the dugout. You're out of here!
Also, I'm surprised more women aren't already doing this. We pay more attention. We have more attention to detail,
detail-oriented.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we're just better at this position than
you. We're easier on the eyes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Know your way around balls.
Yeah.
And there's that.
Yeah.
All right.
I think this is awesome, though. I mean, Major League Baseball, long overdue, but I'm glad.
I mean,
like,
we said this 10 years ago when the NFL did it for the first time. We're like, what took so long? I didn't know baseball hadn't even done it.
The one bummer is, though, that like as this glass ceiling finally breaks again, 154 years without a female umpire, we're just now about to go to the robo umps in Major League Baseball. Like in the next few years, there's going to be a machine calling balls and strikes. So it's like, it's like, women, we finally got here. And then they're like, nah, now we're going to AI. Like you and every other job, right? Yeah, we'll give it to AI.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jennifer from Pacifica. I just wanted to wish my daughter a happy 20th birthday. Happy birthday, Jalen. Hope you have a wonderful day, and I'm so proud of you. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Happy birthday,
Jalen.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that's true.
Can we say happy birthday to my little boo-boo? Today's her second birthday.
Who?
Boo-boo.
Who's little boo-boo?
We learned earlier this week that's how Jess talks to her cat.
It is, yeah.
Little boo-boo, get your little birthday cake and blow out your candles.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're the JV Show.
Is your cat listening right now on the IR radio app?
Yeah, I leave the radio on for her so she doesn't miss me.
You do?
I don't, but I
do. Oh, you should. That'd be cute.
Yeah, help our ratings.
Right.
At least someone would be listening to this show.
Trust me.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, Jess, and Chidi. It's your buddy Hammerday. Checking out from Hayward this morning. I just auditioned to sing the national anthem at a Stockton Kings basketball game this coming season, and I hope I get a chance to do so at one of their games. And I'll keep you posted if events warrant. And I'll talk to you real soon, buddies. Peace in your hood.
Peace in your hood.
Man, Hanky is just taking over. Wow. He's singing the national anthem everywhere.
He sang the national anthem at two different Modesto Nuts baseball games. Stockton Kings, I'm assuming they're a Sacramento Kings basketball affiliate. Is that what he wants to take the court and sing there? Does that mean, do you think after he does it, he'll get to light the beam?
I hope not. Put the beam away. Put it away. We don't like that here.
Being gone.
All right, so can you explain these shoes, Graham?
All right, they are called the Find My Skechers style of shoes. And these are kids' shoes that Skechers has put out. And what makes them different from their other shoes is that inside the shoe, the heel, if you peel back the insole, there's a little kind of hidden compartment there. And it is just the right size for you to fit an Apple AirTag. That way, Skechers is saying, you know, kids, they're always losing their shoes. Where are those shoes? And now you got a perfect spot to put a little AirTag in there, keep it hidden, and bang, you can find their shoes. And that argument with your kids every day, I can't find my shoes. I wear my shoes. Get your shoes. We're leaving. Tie them up now. And you can just find them instantly.
Right.
Now, there are,
well, what is it really for?
There are a lot of people wondering, is it just a way to secretly track your kids?
Which would be okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, right?
How do you ladies feel about these new Skechers shoes? The Find My Skechers.
I personally feel like track on. They're your kids. Yeah. They disappear. They run off. They go missing. Wouldn't you wish there was a tracker on them?
Okay, so you're putting the AirTag in there strictly for tracking the kid, not for finding the shoes.
Yes.
If that's what I'm hearing. Jess, would you be putting these in? Yep. I mean, you hate kids, but would you be putting...
Like if your cat had little Skechers. Go put on your little shoes so we know you can eat if you're hungry, but you can't eat your shoes because they're shoes. Oh, then you can have four. Oh my God, with little candles.
Thank you.
So if your cat had little mini Skechers with a little mini teeny tiny air tag.
Little Skechers kitten mittens.
Yes! Kitten mittens! Yes, 100% yes, in every single paw. You only need one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But what if she loses one?
Chidi, any thoughts on parents putting an AirTag hidden, obviously, in their kids' shoes? Because their kids probably have no idea that there's an AirTag in there. You think that's okay?
Yeah, go for it. Track your kids.
Up until what age? Forever?
Until they're like 18.
Wow.
You never know.
I would feel some type of way if I found out that when I was 17, my parents had a secret tracker implanted into my shoes.
What 17-year-olds were wearing? They stopped wearing those at like 7, first of all. So I'm thinking little kids.
I get that, but I'm just saying this is one footwear brand that's doing this. Others could follow suit, and we know that, you know, parents do this. They'll put AirTags in their kids' backpacks or other places like that. So how would you feel about that as you were older into high school and you were carrying around an AirTag in your shoes or whatever and you had no idea it was in there?
I guess if I didn't know, I would feel violated.
Yeah.
But parents are tracking their kids with their cell phones already.
Anyway, yeah.
True.
So it's like I don't really see a difference. And for me, by putting this in my kids' shoe, it's me less about tracking them. It's just like a what if safety. I can't find them. Yeah. Like I legit thought about doing something like this. I don't have these Skechers shoes, but I went to Disneyland, you know, last month or whatever. Legit thought about like, do I need to put something on them in case they run off or like I can't find them? Like that's a really scary thought.
It is. At what age do you think you would be comfortable tagging your kids until?
Until they have a phone, then I'll just track them with that. So like 12.
But like, 11? What if they drop their phone? I mean, that's an accessory. I mean, I guess like, what if they took their shoes off, but their shoes are more likely to be with them, I guess, than their phone, right? Because you could lose your phone.
But for little kids, I feel like little kids lose their shoes all the time.
I feel like if needed. So, I mean, you're against this. Are you?
I mean, I definitely think there is an age where it has to stop.
Okay, and
I don't think that age is 18. I think it's much younger. Although I, you know, if you're sharing location with your phone, I mean, I think that's, you know, sort of accomplishes the same thing. I don't know. I just said something doesn't feel quite right about this.
I mean, for
I know, just call it what it is. There ain't one parent that's actually are you actually using these to find your shoes? Let's call this the Find My Kid app, you know, or the Find My Kid line of shoes.
That's exactly what it is. But I feel like it's more so like in case you can't find them more than it is about tracking their whereabouts all day.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think these are two different things. Are the shoes even cute, though? That's what I want to know.
They're Skechers. So.
Wow, you guys.
Why don't they do this for Crocs?
Why are you?
You know, now that would sell. All kids wear Crocs.
Like, have it as, like, a gibbet or something?
That'd be cute.
A little tracker.
They're not called giblets?
If that's not a thing, you should invent that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I know. What kid doesn't wear Crocs?
That holds an AirTag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Have Skechers just really changed throughout the years? I feel like they were cuter when I was little.
Oh, they got uglier. Oh.
Well, I put Find My Skechers and they don't look very cute.
No. Let me see. They're not it.
Oh, yeah. Very orthopedic.
A lot of theirs, they've cornered that market. They have those slip-in ones, you know, so old people don't have to bend down now to put them on.
Yeah, I don't think that many kids are wearing
them. Yeah, maybe we're looking at the ugly ones, though.
Wow, attacks on all the Skechers wearers this morning, just catching strays.
No,
I apologize,
Skechers
wearers.
I was a Skechers girl when I was little.
I mean, maybe throw some lights on those, and sure, what kid wouldn't want those, you know? All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm going to go ahead and manifest that Selena has to check from the treadmill today, too.
Why?
I'm still a little bitter that she was hating towards adults that can't use chopsticks. I mean, some of us just don't use it that often. I don't know. What are you going to do? Anyway, have a great weekend, guys.
Why is everybody coming for me? I'm pretty sure we all agreed adults should know how to use chopsticks.
I don't remember that. I have sympathy for people that aren't that good. And then anybody that's wearing Skechers
that
this morning,
happened.
You can also manifest that she chugs today. Thank you.
Agreed.
Wow. All right. Well, whatever.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I need anxiety medication.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. To the phones. Hi, who is this?
Trisha
from San Jose. You're caller 20.
Oh my God.
You just won a GrabBus.
Yes. Let's go.
Courtesy of Interscope Records.
Congratulations.
Oh my God. That is so crazy. I'm excited. This is actually, I always message Graham, so he should know me very well. Mama 7.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's always in my DMs.
You needed this Chromebook. Well, it is yours. Now, Trisha, yes. We are going to ask that you hang out with us just a little bit longer to play our Chug Wheel game. We will be also giving you a Chug Mug. No pressure, but the fate of us having a Chug or not
hangs
depends on you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's how it works. We sent Jess out to the streets and she, talked to a random stranger, asked that person 8 questions. We're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And Trisha, if you can guess what that person on the street said correctly, you get a point. You get to 4 points. You win the game. We're going to draw names here in studio and one of us is going to have to chug. Okay?
Oh my God. Okay.
All right. Let's find out who Jess talked to.
Alyssa Fleming from the Bay.
Alyssa from the Bay. All right, so let's go to question number one. Here we go.
How much per month do you think you spend on different streaming services? More than 100 or less than $100?
All right, Trisha, what do you think she said? More or less than 100?
I'm going to say more.
Less.
Less than 100.
Around the room quickly.
Probably more.
I think more.
I think I'm right around, if not slightly over. I'm afraid to total it up
because
I'm going to want to cancel some things. And I've been thinking about adding a couple to the repertoire because every show I want is on something I don't have. All right, let's go to the next question.
What kind of person are you? You like to hear about the specials at a restaurant or just stick to the regular menu?
Trisha, what do you think Alyssa said? She likes to hear the specials or no, just get to the regular menu.
Get to the regular menu.
Specials, definitely.
Wow. I like hearing the specials.
You do?
Sometimes I do, but I feel like I already know what I want and wrap it up. And when the specials go on too long, I already forgot what you told me, and I'm not going to order any of it. So let me just order the thing I'm going to get.
All right, Trisha, let's go to the next question.
What would you rather give up for a week? Your phone or the ability to wear shoes or any type of footwear?
Wait, what?
That's a tough one.
Trisha, what do you think she said?
Oh, my God.
Where or phone? What would she rather give up?
I would give up my phone.
My phone.
All right, you got a point. You got a point.
She's on the board. That would be a whole week with no phone.
You would give up footwear, Jess?
Yeah, and I'll feel more grounded. You know, isn't it healthy to like...
Yeah, let your toes hit some dirt. That's a good thing. Yeah, you're just showing up to work barefoot, but you got a phone, so you're happy. All right, next question.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say blue?
Trisha, what do you think Alyssa said? Blue, what? Careful.
I don't know. Blue sky? I don't know.
The sky.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Blue sky.
Print. Anything else? Literally anything else.
All right, just to update the score, in case you're scoring at home, it is 2-2. 2 correct and 2 incorrect.
Oh, no.
Right now.
All right, let's go to the next question.
Have you ever been to Outside Lands?
Trisha, what do you think she said?
No.
Since 2009, baby.
Okay, that's a definite yes.
She goes every single year. All right, another one incorrect there. Next question.
Which fast food restaurant do you think hot girls frequent most? Jack in the Box, Wendy's, or Taco Bell?
Hot girls, Trisha, eat at J-Box. What was the next one?
Taco Bell. Or Wendy's?
Wendy's.
Which one?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
It's 3-3 for two questions to go. All she has to do is get one of the final two questions correct. That blue sky is going to come back to really haunt us.
Trisha, let's go to the next question.
Have you tried spicy salvi bee?
What do you think she said? Yes or no?
I don't even know what that is, so probably no.
No.
Great.
And that's it.
Thanks a lot, Trisha. Thanks.
Blue sky? What in the?
I never in a million years would have thought that.
Blue whale, blue skirt,
blue shoes, blue clues. All right, Trisha, thank you so much for playing. You did get a Chuggy Muggy, plus you got a Chromebook. So happy weekend to you. By the way, any fun
plans? Such a wonderful birthday month so far.
Yes! Happy birthday month. All right, Trisha, hang on there for all of that winning.
It's time. God.
Man, just to let people know, on this morning's Chug Wheel, we're about to draw a name here to see who else to chug something. They're going to spin this wheel on this morning's wheel. We have this morning's featured item, a Mountain Dew Baja Blast Hard Seltzer, whatever that is. Jess drinks them at the Salinas Met Gala.
Yes.
We have gravy. We have toilet tank water that came from the tank of my toilet at home. Ew. We have au jus sauce. We have bean sprout water. And then we have the soup du jour, which is vegetable lentil. It's the soup of the day, according to the JV Show chef. Doesn't really recommend. And then we have a dealer's choice space. You land on that, you can pick whatever thing you would like to chug.
All right.
And Selena has her hand in the bag.
I'm like sprinkling them around. And just for the record, I've chugged the last two times that we've had.
I don't remember that. If you feel something that starts with a G, don't pick that one.
All right, I'm trying. I'm trying.
Go for the J.
No, okay.
Go for the S. J name.
It's in my hand. It's in my hand.
Oh, come on. Say Jess. Say Jess. Just say Jess. Just say Jess.
Selena!
Oh my gosh, I got lightheaded.
Oh, bag of names, you are wise. Oh, bag of names.
Oh, happy day.
Happy day.
Oh, great. This is awesome. All right. I am going to be spinning the wheel next. God. Hope you guys are happy.
We are.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm like so sweaty and clammy and I have to go number one.
No. By the way, JV Morning Show, we're live right now. Go check it out.
You want to watch Selena spin the chug wheel. I've never seen Jess more smiley than she is right now. I thought it was a foregone conclusion that Jess would be chugging this morning, but Selena...
Hey, the listeners manifested this.
But
yeah.
Also...
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yes, the listeners on the talkbacks overwhelmingly this morning wanting Selena to chug, and they manifested it. It happened. All right, to go over a couple items on this morning's chug wheel, we've got the featured item, the Mountain Dew Baja Blast Hard Seltzer. Mountain Dew got in the alcohol game. Didn't know that. Haven't tried that before. We also have gravy, toilet tank water, which Selena asked me during that last song. Did you harvest this from your toilet tank? Yes, I did. That's why it's on the wheel. We have au jus sauce. We have bean sprout water. I don't know what that is, but Chidi found a can opener just in case. The soup du jour, which is the soup of the day, of course. And this morning it's a vegetable lentil. And then we have a dealer's choice space. You land on that and you get to chug whatever you want off the chug wheel. Selena will now step up and spin the wheel. The wheel is in motion. It is now spinning. She is stressful, hands on her face, and it has landed on gravy. It has landed on gravy, and just to let the listeners and everybody know, this is not pre-made gravy. It's dry, dehydrated in the package.
It's
the powdered mix.
Oh, no, Selena.
So I will be cooking that up, and by cooking, I mean just mixing it with cold water and shaking that up for you. And then you'll be chugging that.
Is it brown gravy, turkey gravy? Do we know what kind?
I forget.
It's surprise.
Well, yeah, whatever it is, it cost
surprise.
Me 99 cents.
Mystery flavor.
Fine. I'll chug it next. How about that?
This is going to be great.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, did it mix together?
It's,
He's making my gravy to chug.
It smells like chicken.
Chidi's over here. We walked down to the break room. She's like, okay, first you put some cold water. Then you add the powder, because this is just powdered turkey gravy mix that I got. Shout out to Rayleigh's. I got some there for 99 cents. And then Chidi's like, and then you add the boiling hot water. I'm like, what?
I'm gonna,
help
you think
I'm cooking her a meal here?
Because it has to be gravy. Hot to mix.
What I did is I add the coldest water possible, and then I put the gravy mix in there, and then I just shook it up
real
good.
But did it blend? Did it blend? Because
It looks like it blended.
It looks like a protein shake.
Oh,
yeah.
That does not look good.
Oh, my God.
It smells gross.
It don't smell like one. Happy Thanksgiving,
Cover
Selena.
Your nose, Selena, because
get
yikes.
Over here and chug this. This is not going to be good, guys.
Okay, I need a trash can. I'm going to need a trash can.
This one.
I'm going to need a trash can.
If you can avoid
Celsius, too, so you can...
If you can avoid smelling this before you start drinking it, I would recommend that.
Oh my God. It looks
wait,
so
JV Morning Show, everybody head over there right now because we are live and you get to see it.
We are live on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Selena is pacing around holding the cup of ice cold turkey gravy that I just hand mixed. Oh, she's going straight into the chug. She doesn't care about nothing. She's chugging. Selena's chugging. Her eyes look a little watery and her face is getting progressively red. Oh, she stopped midway through. How much left do you have?
Oh no.
What's wrong?
Come back up.
What's wrong? It's just a little bit of gravy.
Oh my God.
Extra, a lot of sodium in there.
Oh my God.
Servings per container, 4. This only has like, I don't know, over 1,000 milligrams of sodium. You're fine. All right. She's back to chugging.
She does not
look happy about this, although she does have her pinky raised as she is chugging from the glass. And she's finished it.
Don't think about it.
Selena is a real one. She just chugged the entire thing and went straight for a Celsius to wash it down. Selena, how are you feeling? Happy Thanksgiving?
Like I'm a puke.
Oh, that's not that bad. It's just a little gravy.
The trash can is right there.
Don't you wish you had gotten some toilet water right now? It's just water. Toilet tank water is just water.
Oh my God, the flavor is so disgusting.
It's like she just made some stovetop stuffing in her stomach.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, you're not. Oh, you're fine. No. Just a little bit
of
gravy.
Are you in the fall spirit now?
This is giving.
Oh my God.
Selena, it's.
Oh,
if you're going to yak, don't yak on the console with all the buttons.
Okay, you're right. You're right. I'll turn towards Chidi.
Just feel those fall vibes. You want to go get a pumpkin spice latte after
it's
this?
It's like every time I breathe, the flavor just goes into my body. Breathe with your mouth then.
That was great.
I'm literally like crying.
Oh, no. That was great. I for one loved it. Jess seems incredibly happy. I feel great about it. Happy Friday, everybody.
I'm sorry, Selena, but it's because the listeners manifested it.
But
so I'm
why?
Glad. I'm glad
just
it
just because I dissed
out for
everybody
them.
Wearing Skechers and that can't use chopsticks. Big deal. Yeah.
But also, the big one deal. Thing that I've been saying throughout this for the entire time we've been playing this game, because everyone's like, it's rigged. Jess gets picked every week. I was like, one day the numbers will even out. It'll revert back
it
to the
mean
or whatever.
It is definitely not rigged.
And now we've come back to Selena chugging three times in a row.
Thank you.
The chug numbers are evening back out.
Yeah.
But I don't think Chidi's chugged in a while, so.
Oh.
I'm just throwing
or
that
Graham,
out.
Or Graham.
I'm just throwing that out there to
or
the
Graham.
Universe.
Okay. Well.
It's out there in the universe. Is Selena, are you going to yak or no?
I don't know. I'm trying to hold it back.
just let it out.
So yeah, start with a.
I'll be
start
back.
Start with a big gravy burp.
I need to get myself together.
Oh, gravy burps.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
They keep coming.
No.
The gravy burp.
I can just taste it. The taste is like, I feel like she's going to do a big one right now.
I keep the trash can next to her.
So bad.
Gross, Selena. Oh, and it does. It smells like gravy.
It does.
Ew.
Imagine how it tastes.
Ugh.
I feel bad for the listeners. You know, shout out to everybody that's watching that on our Instagram Live. Selena just had to chug some packaged dry, you know, dehydrated gravy or whatever. And right when we cut off the Instagram Live, and again, thank you to everybody that joined to watch that, right the second Chidi hit end on that, Selena just let out the biggest gravy.
It wasn't that big. It was
huge, and it came from deep down.
And honestly,
it was wet.
After all the chugging, I was really like
wet from my butt.
I was really trying to like suppress it and like hold it in. Like that one that slipped out, I didn't even feel it coming. It just out of nowhere. Just,
oh, yeah. That's what she said.
It just snuck right through. All right, we are getting to today's Hottest Trending. Coming up next, I do want to talk about Diddy's lawyer clarifying Diddy's post-prison plans, and I'll give you those details.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yeah! Woo! Happy Friday! Hooray! Chug it, Selena! Yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, I manifested that this morning. I don't know if you guys played my other talkback, but yeah! Selena better chug, chug, chug. Selena better chug, chug, chug. Selena better. Woo! Oh, boy! I mean, blue sky, seriously? I thought blue moon! Yeah!
Blue moon, yeah, in our chug wheel game. Our listener Trisha pulled off an incredible answer there that nobody
crazy.
Saw her getting correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was tough. Sorry, Selena.
Hey, tone it down. All right, just relax.
Good morning, JV Show. Hey, good job, Selena. You killed that. I wasn't able to watch the live, but Graham's play-by-play, which was also really well done. You just smashed that pinky in the air. No F's given. Good job. Happy Friday. Have a good weekend.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
A lot
nice job,
of F's
Selena.
Given, just so y'all know. I just didn't have a choice. So.
But you went for it and you did it, yeah, and I'm proud of you.
I'm feeling a little weird right now, but it's okay. I think I'll get back right in a second.
You'll be fine. Yeah. That was a lot of gravy.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, access to excellence.
So Diddy's lawyer is clarifying his Madison Square Garden comments. Remember I told you yesterday that once Diddy gets out of prison, he's excited to be reunited with his family. He's planning a big comeback performance at Madison Square Garden, apparently. So his lawyer talked to TMZ and clarified that their top priority is getting Diddy a fair sentence. But when Diddy does get out, his focus is not going to be music, guys. It is going to be family, his kids, his elderly mother. And then once he's in a good spot, he does want to put something together for those who've supported him throughout this entire time, like a show at Madison Square Garden. Although it's not a sure thing yet, just an idea that's being floated around.
You know it'll happen at some point.
You know it's going to happen.
Sell out?
I think so.
Oh, that's so annoying.
That, I know.
That pains me. Yeah. If you're his family, or just say like you have a loved one that was accused of all this stuff and all this evidence is presented about how awful you were, but then like, you know, you get out a few years later, or in his case, you know, a few days later, what do you, like, what do you, what's your feelings towards that person?
I'm
like,
never yeah, they're at
family.
You the same.
No. They're family, but man, a lot of stuff came out about you.
Yeah, that's, I wouldn't want to know those things about a family member.
I feel bad for his mom and
his kids.
Oh, yeah. His
Imagine, like, the things that we learned about him doing with all these people that were hired and his, everyone, his exes. Imagine knowing that about your parents.
And all and the kids at school are like, Diddler, your dad's a Diddler. My God. Yeah, that'd be tough.
The lawyer also said that Diddy is working hard on his flaws while locked up, and he believes he's on the road to redemption.
Okay.
Do not believe a word that man says, okay? Diddy is not a good person. We've known that for years.
We knew that years and years and years before when he used to come visit this station way back in the day when JV was here. There was a lot of awful stuff that went down then. We've known that guy was bad.
Yeah. Cram, what do you have in trending?
All right, my biggest fear unlocked. 911 dispatchers in Walnut Creek received this call earlier this week.
911?
Yeah, we have a rattlesnake in our kitchen.
Okay, give me one moment, okay?
In their kitchen.
A rattlesnake in their kitchen. This couple calls 911, and I like how the dispatcher's like... Yeah, can you just hang on? Give me a minute.
Your biggest fear is snakes. You're probably going to get into that in a second. Wouldn't you rather have a rattlesnake in your kitchen, though, than come up out of your toilet while you're sitting there or in your bed?
Yeah, but I mean, what are the odds? You're much more likely to find one
in
your
kitchen. That's like a huge fear for a lot of people.
Now, this one, they posted, the Walnut Creek Police Department posted some of this on their Facebook page, and this rattlesnake was in this couple's one of their cabinets, one of their lower cabinets where they keep their pots and pans and things. The rattlesnake was in there.
How did it get in there?
Those little slithering bastards. They can find their way into anything. God, I hate snakes, but I hate rattlesnakes more than anything. I'm terrified of them, and I've come very close to being struck by one before because I've almost stepped on a couple.
Oh my God.
Growing up. We had a lot around our house growing up. Anyways, they called 911, Walnut Creek Police Department. What I thought was pretty impressive, they didn't bring out some reptile handler or anything. These officers just went in there and handled this thing by themselves. And what they did was they put one of this couple's big pots down on the ground, and then they used like a stick or something to slide it out of the cabinet into the pot. And then they put a lid on it and carried it outside and released it back into the wild.
Oh,
now,
miles away from their home, right?
You know how the Herbert family did it back in the day. You ain't getting released into the wild. We got the shovel. We had a shovel for that. But secondly,
he chopped their heads off. For those who don't know the story,
and they're too dangerous to have around the house with kids and pets and stuff.
That snake had a family.
Yeah, but what about their feelings?
All animals have soul. All animals and insects have a soul, except rattlesnakes. They're scary.
And Daddy Long.
This one in the video that I saw, it looked like a baby rattlesnake, or not maybe not full on baby, but very young. Now they always told me, at least I don't know if this is a wives' tale or is it true, but they always said you are most scared of a baby rattlesnake because they don't know how to regulate how much venom how much venom they dispense in you, and that they'll give you way too big of a dose, and that can be bad. I don't know if that's an old wives' tale, but I always heard that growing up, and you're like, whoa, you don't want to get bit by a baby rattlesnake.
That's so scary.
Wow. It had its whole life ahead of it.
You guys, I keep quietly burping gravy burps.
Oh,
like
gross.
In my mouth.
Why quietly?
So
just
disgusting.
Let them out.
Yeah, let them
rip. Well, no, they're not big enough for that. They're just like little, like almost like hiccup things that just come like.
Sure, sure.
So just.
Sure.
The big one is loading. Oh.
Oh, I feel so much better. Thank you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jasmine. I'm Chidi.
All right, before we get to Chidi's tweets, thank you to everyone who left talkbacks all week trying to win these tickets for the Giants. You know, we have your 4-pack of tickets. When is the game, Jess?
August 16th. That's a Saturday. And they're taking on the Tampa Bay
Rays.
The Tampa,
I wanted her to guess this.
Oh. The team. I thought she was waiting for me to fill in the blank there.
I wanted her to know.
I usually just say Tampa Bay because I don't know. I didn't know which one it was. So
hey, I almost said Bucks. So it's all
good.
Go Bucks!
All
All right, so if you did leave a talk back, thank you so much. But listen closely because this is the winning talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. Justin from San Pablo here. I want you to pick me for the Giants and Saweetie concert. It is actually my 22nd wedding anniversary and the day after my son's adoption day. I would take them both and my best friend, who is basically my son's aunt. So pick me, pick me. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Well, you
won. That's
awesome.
So Justin
congrats.
In San Pablo. Woo-hoo! Nice work. Have fun at the game.
Yes. All right. Cheaty.
Yeah.
You tweet a lot. So Fridays when you come in, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Done with the semester. Sheesh. It whooped my ass.
Yeah. I was fighting for my life.
You're already done. For those that don't know, Chidi was taking a master's degree program at USC online. And
I have to throw in the online part.
Well, like, I'm not saying it's
that
like
was
a,
so
yeah.
shady.
No,
classes, okay?
I'm not saying it's like a slight, but I'm saying like you were doing the classes from here. You weren't there.
Yes, but it was Zoom, so I technically had to have my camera on, so I was technically in class, you know?
I think
got it, but you weren't technically there. As well. Just, what I meant is you weren't living in L.A. all semester.
No. Right.
Got
so
it.
First semester done.
Yes.
And this is the... Now, the other thing first we've learned is that is this the last semester?
Yeah, Cheaty. You're not going to finish?
I might. I just might cut down to part-time. Not
That's
do full-time.
That's how it starts.
But it's better because like those classes were a lot. It was a lot of work.
Oh, no.
And, yeah.
Well, then if you're going to quit, why even go through with finishing the semester and then the finals and all that stuff?
Well, because I don't want to pay back the tuition that I borrowed.
Got it.
Oh, no.
Oh, so, if you...
so does that mean you have to keep going?
No. If I, like, ended the semester early and then it finished out, I would have to pay back all the money, like, right away. Whereas if I finish the semester, I still have a couple more months.
Oh, but you're
like
longer.
Well, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, congrats to you for finishing, and we
you guys,
hope
I did good though. I did
that
good.
You finish this whole entire program.
Yeah, stick.
Yeah,
through
we'll
it.
See.
Stay, through it.
Stay tuned.
Let's sidebar really quick, Jess and Selena.
Yeah.
What do you? If we had to write something down the prediction journal, Cheaty does or doesn't finish this master's program.
She's not.
Based on the vibes I'm getting
I'm
in the
getting,
room right now,
I'm getting quitter vibes.
Whoa!
Well, that's what
that's
she's
not what
doing.
I was gonna say.
That's fired. I'm glad she's not listening right now. I'm gonna say she is gonna finish it. I think she's one of these people. She can do anything she sets her mind to.
But
I believe
she's also, she totally can. But she also will not do things that she doesn't want to do.
Yeah, quitting True. Vibes. I might want to change mine.
See?
No, it's not quitting.
All right,
vibes.
Let's
standing on business.
Let's bring Chidi back in. Let's bring Chidi back in there.
Hey, didn't see there.
Okay, hey.
What are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
No,
don't worry about it.
I hate that Amazon automatically chooses to refund on your account. Like, bruh, I want it back on my card. I literally hate this. Amazon, y'all PMO.
Wait, you can't pick anymore?
No, you can, but it automatically puts it back on your card. So before I can even, or before I recognize that it wasn't going back to my debit card, it was already set in stone that was going on a gift card.
So they're just giving you credit or they give you an actual gift card?
No, just credit just on your credit, Amazon card. And I was like, I need that money back in my account.
Well, you're going to spend it on Amazon regardless,
That's
aren't
why
you?
I don't mind having the credit.
Well,
me neither.
Yeah, but I was a little rogue broke at this time, and I kind of needed it back on my card.
What were you ordering?
No.
Or what did you order and then return and then want that money back
it was
for?
Actually my headphones.
Your headphones?
It was like $60. I was like, okay, I'm still in the realm to return
Wait,
that.
Is that why you were wearing those weird white ones?
Which Wait, ones? What weird white ones?
Racist, but okay.
Like, no, they were pink.
Yeah, they were so
yeah, that,
cute.
Whatever, that's what I meant.
But they're not weird.
Not weird. They're actually really cute. But they weren't like, you know how we have these like stupid radio ones that every person has to wear for some reason?
I wanted to be different.
No, don't. Get the standard ones. Wait, so you mean to tell me you wore these ones multiple times and then dropped them back in box and
like
shipped them back?
Three times. So I feel like they're still pretty
There's
new.
Wax in there. There's earwax in there.
I was trying to help you. She's like, yeah, there is.
Sanitize them. It's whatever.
Couple hairs.
I think
earwax.
It's fine. Who cares?
What if you, what if you ordered a pair of new headphones and then you found out that somebody had worn them three times? I'm grossed out if somebody wears my headphones in here once and I don't know who it was because their greasy face is now stuck to the side of my face.
Well,
no, that's disgusting.
If they worked on like a radio show, I would be pretty excited. Like, oh, look
yeah,
at this.
Kind of like a celebrity.
Yeah.
Wow, why didn't you autograph them while you're
also,
at it?
I should've. Also, wouldn't, if you're ordering those on Amazon, like if they were Chidi's used ones, it would say like buy yeah. new or used. It wouldn't be the new one.
Unless yeah, they're yeah. trying to scam you.
Well, unless Chidi's trying well, to put them back in the box and get her full refund.
You still get the full refund.
Yeah, you still get it.
Even if they're...
You just put the whatever condition yeah, it's but, in. Like, you mm-hmm. open the box, you still get your full refund.
And what do you... Oh, you just say, like, didn't fit?
I used them
or...
a couple of
yeah.
times. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that... You know, Amazon, they just burn those yeah. things. They don't...
Well, hey, so just, well, whatever. Back,
I love
so.
The return policy. Yeah, you can return too. Anything.
I just like it when you go to return something, they're like, no, don't bother sending it back.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, I guess I'll keep
oh,
this
I never got that.
Piece of junk. That happens sometimes. Do we have time for one more?
Why not?
Moving to L.A. this year. Gonna come what? Back to this tweet when I do.
You guys, I fell in love with L.A. I'm sorry. I love the Bay.
When you were going to classes there virtually?
No, when I went this weekend or last oh. weekend. It was so nice. The weather was great. The people are nice.
The traffic yeah. is beautiful.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, our traffic to go 12 miles was just mm-hmm. great.
Everything's super cheap there.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What are the things
$20, you know, like? What is
the plan?
Oh, I don't know yet. I'm just setting it out there, so we'll see.
Oh, manifesting.
Manifesting.
So you're leaving us?
No, I mean...
That's the vibe I'm no. getting.
According to your story, you were, like, looking at places.
Yeah.
I was looking to, like, could I live here? Yeah.
You did post a story on your Instagram, and it looked like some very serious apartment hunting, because yeah. you were there, like, with your family, and they're like...
Yeah.
And it looked like they had the documents out ready
you
to
guys,
sign
I'm
a lease.
I'm too broke to move right now. Oh, it might be
oh
a while.
Thank God. She's not leaving us. Okay.
I'm getting quitting vibes again, though.
No,
are you getting quitting
no,
vibes, Selena?
No,
but she's
no,
going to quit and move to LA.
No.
She says it's happening this
I'll
year.
I'll be here every Friday with you guys.
Oh, she'll still drive
okay.
back.
Yeah.
Okay.
This year is more than halfway over. So, like, we might be losing Chidi.
No,
you're
I'll
talking
be
about
here the next
I'll
4 months.
I'll still be here Fridays.
But you're still talking about you want to move to LA in 2025.
Yeah.
Okay, it's already August, just to let you know.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
Like we I just said, gotta it might keep not her happen, broke. But, we have yeah. to keep her broke.
What can we do?
So she doesn't
oh
leave
yeah,
us.
Keep her employed at a radio station. Yes, that works. Yeah. It's a very effective technique.
That
plan. I don't want Chidi to leave. I know Chidi.
All right. Well. Yeah, I just can't support that decision. Sorry, Chidi.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.